authorities denied that they had any links to organized crime. Jeff?
Thank you, Mark. New Mexico immigrant facility could stay open until next August, by Juan Carlos Lorca of the Associated Press Dateline Artesia, New Mexico. Trailers have been set up for a school at a federal immigration detention center in an isolated New Mexico desert town. A basketball court and a soccer field have been installed, and detainees are pleading their cases over a video link with judges in Denver. Officials say that the facility, billed as a temporary place to house women and children from Central America who were among a wave of immigrants who crossed the U.S.-Mexico border illegally this year, could remain open until next summer. All of us would love us to see the doors close in Artesia, but the reality is the need will probably be there, and probably until the end of the high season, probably August next year, a government official told immigration advocates in a recent confidential meeting. The AP had access to a recording of the meeting with the official, whose name or position was not identified. The detainees at the Artesia Family Residential Center, meanwhile, are growing increasingly frustrated that they are being held with no one in sight, while earlier border crossers were released with orders to contact immigration officials later. "I'm being punished for coming here," they tell us, said Geraldine Perez. She said she fled death threats by gangs in Guatemala. The center opened as federal officials were realizing over the summer that the thousands of border crossers they released had disappeared into the nation's interior and never showed up for any meetings with immigration and customs enforcement officials. The government official in the recorded confidential meeting acknowledged that about 70% of the released families vanished. The official explained to human rights activists that prolonged detention of children and mothers is not punitive, adding that detention is not a tool for deterring would-be immigrants, many of whom have made claims of asylum. Instead, he said, the deterrence is that you're not going to come to the United States and you're automatically here and you'll never be removed. Immigration advocates say that a federal report by the Citizenship and Immigration Services Asylum Unit to activists says only 37.8% of the Artesia detainees pass their initial interviews for asylum, compared with the 62.7% national average. And for those who are eligible for release, bonds have been set as high as $25,000 or $30,000, or about five times the national average, according to immigration lawyer Stephen Manning, who has volunteered in Artesia. Mark.
Some news from around the world. Short